Welcome to this podcast about Port Wakefield and Raspberry Island in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Port Wakefield is an abandoned cannery on the northeast coast of Raspberry Island, about 30 miles northwest of Kodiak and 14 miles north-northwest of Port Lyons, Alaska. The Kodiak Archipelago, which includes Raspberry Island, has been inhabited by Aleutic Sugpiak people for at least 7,000 years, and the region holds more than 2,500 documented archaeological sites, most reflecting Aleutic settlement. Port Wakefield began in the 1930s, when Lee H. Wakefield, whose family ran a salmon canning firm called Apex Fish Company in Anacortes, Washington, relocated the business to Raspberry Island and opened a herring reduction and saltery plant called Wakefield Fisheries. In 1939, as herring and salmon stocks declined, Wakefield's sons, Howard, Laverne, and Lowell, began catching and processing king crab. Lowell A. Wakefield devised a method of flash freezing cooked king crab that preserved its flavor better than canning, and in 1945 he founded a separate venture, later renamed Wakefield Seafoods, to build out the business. After the Second World War, Port Wakefield grew quickly. Workers and their families moved in, and new buildings went up for processing, cold storage, housing, a schoolhouse, and a church. By 1955, about 100 people lived there, and the Wakefield operation accounted for 85% of America's king crab catch, at a time when Alaska's entire industry landed only about 8 million pounds of crab a year. The facility was partly destroyed by the magnitude 9.2 earthquake of March 1964, and by the summer of 1966, all salvageable buildings had been moved to Peregrebny Point, which was linked by causeway to harbor facilities in Port Lyons on Kodiak Island. The original site on Raspberry Island was abandoned, and Wakefield sold the property to three former cannery employees who used it as a hunting camp. In 1996, the Ivy family, led by Mike Ivy, bought the land and began restoring the former cannery site as a private fishing and hunting lodge, now operated as Raspberry Island Lodge. Most of the rest of Raspberry Island belongs to a Fognak Native Corporation, an Alaska Native Village Corporation. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.